The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
City officials may need to modify budget plans as a proposed hotel occupancy tax lingers in the state legislature. While the tax requires approval from state lawmakers, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown nonetheless included revenues estimated at over $4.2 million from the tax in his budget for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. According to the Buffalo News, the proposal appears to lack adequate support in Albany as lawmakers work through the final days of the legislative session. State Senator Sean Ryan says if the tax were to be enacted, the city of Buffalo would have the third highest bed tax in the country. A 30-year-old man faces a murder charge in connection with an April shooting death in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. The Erie County District Attorney's Office reports Tamay Thomas Jr. of Buffalo was arraigned Monday on one count of murder in the second degree, a Class A felony that carries maximum sentence of 25 years to life in prison. Thomas is accused of shooting 31-year-old Quentin Sims near the intersection of Young and Ashley Streets. Sims was declared dead at the scene. And the Niagara County Office for the Aging is highlighting the realities of elder abuse. The agency is planning an information campaign throughout June, which is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. The National Council on Aging estimates 1 in 10 Americans 60 years or older have experienced some form of elder abuse, though only 1 in 24 cases are reported to authorities.
This WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
After 8 years of advocacy, a new Brooks Hospital is heading into construction in Fredonia. Previously approved $74 million in state funding will now be released to greenlight the project. And New York State Senator George Borrello claimed that this was a historic moment for the residents of northern Chautauqua County. In a statement, Senator Borrello said, quote, "This state-of-the-art hospital will enhance recruitment of physicians and healthcare personnel. A new hospital is said to significantly reduce the operating deficit that the state is currently subsidizing." Three regional bridges will undergo rehabilitation as the New York State allocates nearly $10 million for the projects. The Kensington Expressway goes under two of those bridges at Fillmore Avenue and Grider Street, which will have their bridge decks and joints replaced. Bridge joints will also be replaced on the Route 5 bridge, carrying traffic over 18 Mile Creek. Originally constructed in 1931, the bridge will be limited to one lane of traffic in each direction when the project begins later this summer. State officials say the bridges serve more than 25,000 vehicles each day. And the Downtown Central Library will cut the ribbon on its new teen space later this morning. Formerly known as the Children's Space, the room has been refurbished with new carpeting, computers, and charging stations. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars will be joined by Erie County Library Director John Spears at this morning's press conference. It's set for 10 o'clock.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.